Good Chodesh, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, interesting halachas tonight. Interesting halachas tonight, Rabbi Yisai. Very interesting halachas. I don't know. What do you think is harder to fast? What would you say if you had to evaluate 48 hours straight fasting or 40 days with interruptions? What would you go for?
48 hours.
Just 48 hours, done and dusted. Yeah. Just go on the bike and just switch off and just like go for 48 hours. Yeah, would everybody agree? Would you do 48 hours or would you go for 40 days?
I'm not sure. I mean, physically,
it would be tough. Yeah.
Would that water as well?
Yeah, no water.
Quite dangerous.
48 hours, sounds quite dangerous. Yeah, what would you say? What would you...
Dangerous.
Dangerous, eh? 48 hours?
Yeah, it's a colleague.
Okay, we'll see what Shulchan Aruch says about it.
Depends how many masks you're wearing.
We'll see what Shulchan Aruch says.
I've got these two
shots. Yeah, yeah, that's right. They did it, yes.
Well, they did it. Esther, no?
Yeah.
Three days, no?
And more recently, Gideon reminds us, and me Yeshiva, the Bochum did that because of the on Yom Kippur, they weren't sure which day is Yom Kippur.
Where was this?
In 1945, I think it was Tovshin Hei, yeah. When the me Yeshiva ended up with miraculously unbelievable story, they ended up in Shanghai during the war years, and they weren't sure because the dateline halachic question, they weren't quite sure which day is considered. That's mine. I'm sorry. They weren't quite sure which day is actually considered Yom Kippur, which day is considered Yud Tishrei. So some of them, not all of them, some of them fasted for 2 days straight. I do not know what the temperature is like in September. I don't know, but yeah, they all made it. Not all of them fasted, but the ones who fasted did make it. Yeah, I don't remember the figures. I did know it once. I don't remember how many boys actually.
I had a point in Shanghai that they were lying on the floor, and that was the coldest place, like to lie flat on the ground.
Interestingly, I want to tell you that I heard from first hand, Rebbe Avraham Shmulevitz, my Rebbe, Rebbe Avraham Shmulevitz, he learned in Zazenotenstark, very, very choshva Oshiva in Mir Yeshiva. I learned by him for many years, a full cycle of 5 years. I learned with him every day. And I learned with him in evenings for a long tikkufa until I got married. I learned with him in the evenings as well. So, and he told me that his father said, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, who was Oshiva in Mir Yeshiva, and it was in Shanghai, he told me that he was Oshiva for many years, in the pre-war years, in the war years, in the post-war years. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was there. He said, there's no doubt that the years they learned the best was in Shanghai. He said, yeah. He said, the challenges, the difficulty, and the sakonas nefoshes, they ate barely anything because of the kashrus. Shalas ate rice most days. They just ate a bit of rice. Sushi, I don't know, yeah. And they had lots of, but he said, the years went by with great difficulties and challenges, but they learned the best. He said, because there was that danger. Was Yeah. Right. We're going to also be touching on a very interesting halacha about what is the right approach nowadays about fasting. So we'll get to that as well, Mishnah. But let's just do Siv Dalet, Rabbi Yisai, Siv Dalet. Okay. Yesh Misha Oimer. Some people say we're in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line. Simon Tov Kuf, Samachas, page 88, Siv Dalet. Yesh Misha Oimer. Some say Shishnei Yomim. Ushnei leilois retzufim, 2 days and 2 nights. Retzufim. What's retzufim? How do you translate retzufim?
Continuous.
Yesh la'shvoisam are equal. La'arboim yoim taniois she'edim retzufim. It's the same than 40 days. So, in other words, if somebody decides, okay, I'm going to fast, not one day, and not 5 days, I'm going to be fasting 40 days about this chet that I just did. I'm going to fast 40 days, you know, for 40 weeks, every month, I'm going to be fasting 40 days. But then when he came to it, he says, actually, I want to just get out of the way. I want to get out. What did Yossel say? Just get out of the way, yeah? So I said, forget it. I'm not going to schlep on this Avera for weeks and weeks and months, 40 weeks, close to a year. I'm going to do 40 days. I'm going to do 2 days, 48 hours in a go. Done and dusted. Done and dusted. Can you do that? Yes. So no, says, yeah, you can. If you have the physical ability to do that, and it's your preferred method, go for it. Go for 48 hours instead of 40 days. What about vice versa? What if a person said, this was such a bad chet, I'm going to fast for 48 hours. And then he said, oh, actually, I can't do it. I can't do it. Can you translate that? Can you transfer that into 40 days, non-consecutive? What would you say? Is it... Maybe it's parallel. Shulchan Aruch says, you can pay 40 days. If you said 40 days, you can do that in 48 hours.
Why is it typically 2 days and 40 days?
That's the cost. Shulchan Aruch feels that's the equivalent. That's a trade-off, yeah.
And it's just 40 days and you eat each night?
Yeah. No, you can eat by night.
It's summer and winter, really.
So we said yesterday that what? Yeah, but you're not going to find. The answer is yes. You can do it. You can do it in the winter. We said it yesterday. So it's quite a bargain. So perhaps Efshat Haka, you want to do it? So Abayi Sakel, let's continue the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Oymem to be Adam Cholish Sogilei B'Shnei Yom Mitzuvim. So say if you're a weak man, then you can just do 2 days. So that's without the. So if you're weak, you do 2 days. If you're strong, you do 3 days.
Without water?
Without.
So you've got a
fascist,
really.
It's a real kind of fascist. Real kind of fascist.
3 days.
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how that. I can't answer that question. Yeah. Nearly. Now it says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. The Kol Zeh Lo Yimayir Elo B'Mishin Yischayv Lotzim Aboyim Yomim She'enu Mitzufim. This is all talking about an individual who said, I'm going to fast 40 days because of tshuva. Tshuva kedelitzai. He says, I'm going to be fasting 40 days because of this aveiros that I did. And he was vague about it. That's when that's when we're going to say 40 days, non-consecutive, is the same than 48 hours. But... that's when who said this halacha. But if somebody said, I will fast 40 days, and he made it into a neda, a proper promise, a shvua, an oath, anything similar to that, then he's got to then fulfill his neda, because he made his neda. If you say a neda, a promise, I will fast 40 days, you can't translate that anymore into 48 hours. It doesn't work, because you said 40 days. Because as if you would say, you can't change that anymore. You've promised, you've committed to 40 straight days. You must fulfill your neda. There are people who fast 40 days during Elul, just like Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the to ask for mechila and tshuva, 40 days. So there are people that during Elul they also will do 40 days fasting. Have you heard of anybody doing 40 days in Elul? I don't actually know anybody who does 40 days in Elul. Anybody? But Ramah says, there are people out there who do 40 days during Elul, plus. Yeah? So that's, somebody, instead, he did for years, did the whole Elul, 40 days with, until Yom Kippur, 40 days fasting. He said, I can't now. I'm going to do 48 hours straight, and then it's like this. It's not. No. Also, again, here it doesn't work. Because if you promised, committed to 40 days, you've got to do those 40 days. If you, it's a proper commitment. As opposed to if you are vaguely saying, okay, I'll do approximately, I'm going to do 40 days. If you're vague, you can translate that into 48 hours. If you're specific 40 days, you've got to do 40 days. Now, going off topic a little bit. If a person sins, he does an Aveira, and he feels he wants to fast, say it to the really bad one, because it was not just, it wasn't just, it didn't only have like milk chicks in his 6 hours of miti, but actually, it was actually a tefer meat as well. And it was actually cooking on Shabbos as well, for that matter. It was Yom Kippur as well. But he got it all wrong. And he says now, you know, okay, I'm going to fast for this. Once for Chil Shabbos, once for tefer, Nevelis and tefers, once for Pasul B'Cholov, once for, I'm going to count it up. Now, the question is for us, he's going to end up with 5 fast days for that. Okay, end up 5 fast days. Is it better to do Monday fasting, Tuesday non-fasting, Wednesday fasting, Thursday eating, next week again, like, you try to get on with it and get overdone with it quickly, or is it better to do 5 days to spread them out? Spread them out. Or say somebody wants to fast for 10 days. He said, I've got to sort this out, I'm going to fast 10 days. He said, better do 10 days, tak, 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 as condensed as possible, thank you. Or rather, no, I'll stretch it out over the whole next half year. I'm going to do it every Monday throughout the winter. What's the preferred method of fasting? If you've accumulated fast days, do you condense them or do you spread them? Spreads the cost, as they say, or it's an important shaila. It brings down the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it. It's quite a hashkafic shaila. It's not a specific shaila, it's a global shaila. Hey, Rabbi Kagan, let's hear.
It's condensed.
Why condensed? A teacher talking, the sanction to come straight away. Yes. A teacher's perspective. Any other opinions on this? What would you say? Do you get on with it? Why it's spreading out? Makes more roshem. Says Ebgeni Endochovitz Chaim in Sifkot Lamed Aleph. Says it's very interesting. I think it's something to think about. Now he says, "Mikol mokim toiv yoyse sheyotzu mefuzorim." If you're fasting, spread it. Spread it. Shebechol eis, and it's a beautiful hashkafic food for thought. Shebechol eis yoliboy nichna. A person's heart should always be, what's nichna? Humbled, that's it. V'yuchatoev, and his sins should be l'negdoi som. It should be opposite his eyes. It's right, it's proper, it's correct to think about your sins. Don't say, No, I don't mean that one. Don't say, no, this was years ago, I'm a different person. No, you didn't. So they're so standard. And think about this and remember it and realize it. It wasn't right when I did. I'm going to fast this week. I'm going to fast next week. I'm going to fast the subsequent week. It's all right to think about this. It's all right. Of course, the person should be depressed, should not be depressed about this. And it shouldn't be a passionate, compulsive thought process. There's cholila going to lead him into depression. Cholila, of course not, but a person must remember his aveiros. He must. And there's nothing wrong with remembering them for a long time. The question, of course, is, which I don't know the answer. Mitzvah boliotcha, altach mitzeno, yeah. All right, okay, good question. I don't know. But I have a different question, which is, I think somebody asked yesterday in line with it. I don't remember who asked it. And is the question about, what about, we believe that on Yom Kippur what? Yom Kippur? We believe that Yom Kippur is Mechapa, right? We believe. In fact, the Ramo says, that, back in Ilchus Yom Kippur, person doesn't believe that Yom Kippur has got a power to atone, is it's no good. Person must believe the Kayach of Yom Kippur. No problem, Chavir, right. You're right, Hamsin, right. We're talking about Benom Lemokim. So this is also talking about Benom Lemokim over here. So the question is, what if a person had Yom Kippur in between? Does he need to, I suppose you should try to have your fasted before Yom Kippur? or should you try to spread him even up past Yom Kippur? I don't know. I didn't see the Mefarshim speaking about this. But it could be very relevant because you want to push it up for the winter days, right? So what happens if Yom Kippur in between? Does it matter or not? Yom Kippur in between? Not sure. Tzachiyah. But Rabbi said this is a really crucial point, that it is right and proper to consider the averes one did and to fast even after a bit of time after that. It won't help. It won't help. Sure. A person is encouraged to fast with what we have seen so far. Yeah, but a person, when it comes to Brahman Chaveiroi, it's not going to help as long as he doesn't have the mechila of the person of it. The question is, there's 2 points to that. One is if there's a chilul Hashem involved in the avera that you did, so say that a person, or there's an effect to others, then there's an element perhaps, there's always a bit of a melon in Mokum as well. But most importantly, what if you don't, Rabbi Salanta's question, what if you spoke Lashon about somebody who doesn't know anything about it? You don't want to go up to him, you know, I'm really sorry, you know, I spoke so much Lashon about you, has spread for weeks what a clown you are. For weeks I've been telling so many people that I saw you, you know, for weeks I'm really sorry about that. And also, you know, what do you do then? Because that's the machlok is of Sol Salanta, but Lemaisa is an element in such a case that you're going to be mavayish the person by just approaching him. So it's probably not the best idea to do that. No, but how would you? So some would say then that it's proper then to just to do the benod on the mokum as opposed to on the chaver in such an instance. But it is a bit of a machloikas. That's a very good question. Moshe Nebuch has that question. It's a really, really good question. Yeah, very. It's a really, really good question. And as you're asking, I don't remember all the mamakomas. I looked into it once. There is some poskim say that it is right to take a few days of tshuva for that, and or to redeem it with stocker. And some say that no, once a person changes his whole life and his whole approach and his whole, then there's nothing greater than that, and a person can indeed turn a new leaf. Yeah. And it's beyond. It's there's nothing greater than just forgetting about it and going ahead, the right path of one's life. I do remember that I looked into it once, but I remember Rabbi Shtebuch has a tshuva about this, and some say that you don't have to fast like for the next hundreds and hundreds of years. Rabbi Shtebuch says for. Good. Yeah. Okay, good. That's it for this evening, as far as the Mishnah Berurah is concerned. Hepkid, over to you.
This week said Rabbi Koirach. So, Dvato from Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Yisalam. And he says that, it says, Vayikach Koirach, Koirach took, and he had a fight with an argument with Moshe. And he's Vayikumu lefnei Moshe, he stood up in front of Moshe, Vanoshim, Ibnei Yisrael, Chamishim, and Moslem, the 250 men, Nesiyei Edo, they were like the Nesiyim of the Edo, Kriya Moed, people who calculated the Moed, Anshe Shem. So these were like the Rashi Sanhedrin. They were very Choshva people, these 250 people. And the Pasuk says they're Kriya Moed, they're people who knew how to set the calendar. So they were the Sanhedrin, they were able to work out when the leap year is, if you remember the Chodesh and the times of the year. And they were able to establish the Chodesh. So Moshe, and that is that lech they can establish when the Yom Tovim are. So Moshe answered back to them, Vedaber el Korach vel kol ados leimor. He said to Korach, because Korach was saying, we are all Kodesh, we all should be the, we can all be in the Nesim, we can all be great, why is it only Moshe and Aaron? So he said, Boike, in the morning, Vedas Hashem HaShaloi, Hashem will test you in the morning. And I think, and they were going to bring Ketores to see who was right. So Rashi says, Boike, in the morning, he says, Omar Lohem Moshe, Gvulis Cholak Kodesh Baruch Bo'elamai. Hashem made different time zones in the day, in his world. And just like you can't change Boike La Erev, morning to tonight, you can't change who's going to be the Nasi, or who Hashem has decided it. So, question the Be'er Yosef is, why did Korach especially pick on this element of these people, Kriya Moed, Anshi Kriya Moed, they were people of Sanhedrin, they could set the calendar, decide when the Yom Tovim, or what's so great about these people, that why is it so important to say Nisir Kriya Moed, decide when the Yom Tovim are. And then what's the answer of Moshe saying, Boike, just like you can't change day to night, that therefore I'm definitely correct. So, and the second question is, what was Korach's Havimina? Because Korach must have known that Aaron was definitely the chosen to be the Kohen Gadol. Because we know in Shemini, the entire week before Shemini, the Shiva Semayim Eluim, Moshe Rabbeinu every day tried to put up the Mishkan, and every day the Shekhinah didn't come. Until Vayehi Boyom HaShemini, it was on the eighth day, and Hashem said, wait till Aaron comes. And Aaron tried to put up the Mishkan, and on that day, the Shekhinah came. So we can see that Hashem clearly said that Aaron is the person who's going to be the Kohen Gadol. So what was Korach thinking? So we know there's a story in Baba Basra about Rabbah Baba Chana, who he was with a Ishmaeli, with an Arab, and he was in the desert, and they found the place where Korach, the crack in the ground where Korach was swallowed up, and they put their ears right, or the Arab told them, put your ear to the ground, and he could hear that he's saying Moshe Emes v'Sarasa Emes, Moshe is true, Nisara is true, and the Arab said that this shouting of Moshe Emes is every 30 days, every Rosh Chodesh. That's when you'll be able to hear this shouting. So, and the Be'er Yosef explains the Terutzim. What was Korach's claim? Korach claiming that was that Hashem chose Aaron. He was masking that Hashem chose Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol, because everyone could see that. But he said, the reason why Hashem chose Aaron is because you, Moshe, you're his brother, and you wanted him to be chosen. So you were Goyzer, Sadik Goyzer, and Hashem is Mekayim. Hashem listens to the decree of you, Moshe Rabbeinu, because you're Tzaddik. And how do we know that there's such a thing that Hashem listens to what the Sanhedrin say or what Tzaddikim say? We see it from the Ibu HaChodesh, because we know that if based and decide any day is Rosh Chodesh, even if it's not the correct day, that is when Rosh Chodesh is, which is Taka today, say tomorrow. And even if it's the wrong day, if based and say today is Rosh Chodesh, then the Yom Tovim are based on what based and say, not on what the correct thing is according to the moon or whatever, or the calendar. So we see from the Kriya Moed that whatever based and decide, that can determine when it's going to be the Chodesh, and the Yom Tov. So that's what Korach was saying, that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have decided, just like Sanhedrin can decide when Rosh Chodesh is, you have decided that Aaron should be the Kohen Gadol, and Hashem has been masking to you, Hashem has agreed to you, and therefore it's not fair, you've decided that. So now, when Moshe answers Boike, we'll see, it's like, it's the morning, he answers, no, it's not like that, it's not that I wanted Korach, I wanted that Aaron should be the Kohen. It's the other way around. It's boiker. Just like you can't mix day and night, morning boiker and erev. It says vayerev vayboiker. Yeah, it was Hashem decide when day and when night is. It can't be mixed up. Yeah. So it's also the choice of Aaron is like day and night. It's not my choice. It's the choice of Hashem. Hashem has decided, and just like you can't mix day and night, Hashem has decided that Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. It's nothing to do with me. It's not that I'm deciding and Hashem is agreeing to me. It's rather that Hashem is deciding and I'm going along with it. And that is why, even on Rosh Chodesh, that is why it has to be on Rosh Chodesh, that when you go to hear, you can hear them saying Moshe Emes v'Saras Emes, they're saying that, just like Rosh Chodesh, every 30 days, they're saying that you're right. Our whole claim about the 250 men who are the people who decide when the Chodesh is, that was incorrect. And that's the Dafka on Rosh Chodesh, they say Moshe Emes v'Saras Emes, to show that their whole time was wrong. It's not to do with, it's not like Kriya Nesi'a Eda, Kriya Moed. It's the boiker, it's the boiker and Erev analogy. It is how it actually was. Yeah.